Okay, so let's unpack this. We talk a lot about the future of work on this show, and usually it's all flying cars or, holograms. But today I want to look at something a bit more grounded.
And honestly, a lot more terrifying.
Terrifying is the right word, yeah. We're looking at cybersecurity in 2026. And the reality is, the biggest risk to a huge company right now, it isn't some glitch in their firewall code.
No.
It's not a supercomputer brute-forcing a password.
No, it's usually Dave in accounting.
It is always Dave.
It's the human element, the human firewall.
Right,
And
man.
right now, that firewall is pretty much under siege.
Which brings us to today's deep dive. We're looking at a collision of two very different worlds. On one side, you have the Shield, a company called Phishing Box. These are the heavy hitters in security awareness training. Their whole reason to exist is to stop Dave from clicking that link.
Right. They do the learning management systems, the phishing simulations, all the tools you need to train the humans.
And then on the other side, you have the engine, Auto Content API. And this thing claims to be an industrial engine for content creation.
And that word industrial is key. It's not a chatbot, it's infrastructure.
So the mission today is to figure out what happens when you marry those two. How does a company like Phishing Box use an automated content engine to, well, to actually fix the mess we're in?
Because we are in a bit of a mess,
Yeah.
and the core of that mess is speed. The bad guys are getting faster, and the good guys, the trainers, they're stuck in traffic.
Let's start with the problem then, because I think people really underestimate how fast this all changes. I'm looking at Phishing Box's own blog from just earlier this year, 2026, and the threats are, well, they're not the Nigerian prince emails anymore.
Oh, not even close. That was a volume game. What we're seeing now is AI-driven social engineering.
So what does that mean in plain English?
It means the hackers are using the same generative AI tools we all use for work to write perfect, highly personalized emails. They scrape your LinkedIn, see who your boss is, what conference you just went to.
And they craft a lure just for you.
Specifically for you. It's unsettling. The sources even mention password manager phishing attacks targeting LastPass and 1Password users.
Which is so ironic because we're all told that password managers are the safest option.
Then they are. But if a hacker can trick you into giving up your master password with a fake login screen that looks 100% real, they don't just get your email.
They get everything.
Everything. Bank accounts, corporate servers. It's a keys to the kingdom attack.
Okay, so let's walk through the scenario. It's Tuesday. Phishing Box's research team sees this brand new password manager attack. They know it's dangerous. What happens next in the old world?
In the traditional model, a whole lot of panic and delay. To train someone on a new visual threat, you need visuals, you need a video.
Right.
But making a good training video it's a nightmare. You've got to write a script, hire a voice actor, get an editor or an animator, render it.
And you have to pay for all of that.
Oh, yeah. The source material and auto content is brutal about this. A single manually produced training video can cost between $3,000 and $10,000.
Wait, for one video?
For one video. And it can take days, maybe weeks to produce. So by the time Phishing Box gets that video out saying, hey, watch out for this fake LastPass login.
The hackers are already on to the next thing.
Exactly. This is that content saturation problem. The demand for fresh, relevant training just outstrips the human capacity to make it. You can't be agile if your video team is booked out for the next month.
So Phishing Box is stuck. They have this great platform to deliver training, the LMS, but they can't fill it with new content fast enough.
And that's where the Auto Content API comes in.
Okay, let's get technical for a minute. When you say Auto Content API, my brain just goes to ChatGPT.
Yeah.
Is this just Phishing Box asking a chatbot to write a blog post?
No, and that's the biggest misconception. ChatGPT is a consumer tool. You talk to it. Auto Content is API-first infrastructure. It's designed to be plugged into other software.
So it's more like plumbing.
It's very high-tech plumbing, yeah. You don't ask it questions. You feed
Yeah.
it raw data URLs, PDFs, just plain text, and it programmatically generates finished media, videos, audio, whatever.
Programmatic generation. Okay, so let's apply that to our password manager attack. What's the new workflow?
Okay, so Phishing Box puts out a technical blog post or a threat report that's just text on a screen.
Which Dave in accounting is definitely not reading.
Definitely not. So Phishing Box's system takes that URL and it just plugs it into the auto-content video create shorts endpoint.
And then what happens inside the machine?
Well, in minutes, the API analyzes the text, finds the key don't click this moments, it writes a script for video, picks an AI avatar, maybe a professional news anchor type, generates the voiceover, lip syncs it perfectly, adds subtitles, and boom, you have a 60 to 90 second vertical video.
Like a TikTok?
Exactly like a TikTok. A bite-sized explainer video that fits right on your phone.
And the cost, we were talking $3,000 minimum.
The API cost is about 400 credits. On their business plan, that works out to roughly €4.
€4. From 3,000 to €4.
And from 3 weeks to about 3 minutes.
I mean, that just changes the entire business model.
It's what allows for hyperscalability. PhishingBox doesn't have to pick and choose which threats get a video anymore. They can make a video for every single threat, daily, if they want.
So as an employee at one of their clients, I'm not watching some generic safety 101 video from 2019.
No.
I'm watching a video about a hack that literally happened yesterday.
Precisely. It keeps the content fresh, which keeps people engaged. But it's not just about video. PhishingBox has that learning management system, the LMS, and that needs more than just clips. It needs an actual curriculum.
Right. It has to test people.
Yeah.
Like, did you actually get what we just told you?
And this is where the multimodal side of the API is so interesting. It can generate study guides, quizzes, tables of contents.
How does that actually work?
So imagine PhishingBox gets a really dense technical PDF from the FBI about a new ransomware strain. They just feed that PDF into the API.
And the API spits out what?
A structured quiz, multiple choice questions, a one-page study guide summary.
Wow. So it automates creating the lesson plan itself.
It automates the remediation. Think about it this way. PhishingBox runs a phishing simulation. They send a fake email to your staff. Dave clicks it.
Oh, Dave. Of course he does.
Now, usually Dave just gets a generic "you failed" pop-up. But with this API, the system could analyze the specific email Dave fell for. Was it a CEO scam? A fake tech support message?
Okay, I see where you're going.
The system feeds that specific scenario into the API, and it generates a quiz just about that mistake. Dave, you clicked a link because it looked urgent. Here are three questions to help you spot false urgency next time.
That's the aha moment right there. It's personalized learning at a scale that no human could ever possibly manage.
It closes the loop. It turns a mistake into a learning moment instantly.
I want to pivot to something else you mentioned from the source material, because this is where I think this whole deep dive format really hits home. The audio revolution.
Yes, this is a big one.
We know that getting people to sit and watch a training video is hard. But people listen to audio all the time. I listen to podcasts while I'm doing the dishes, driving.
It's dead time utilization. The commute, the gym, chores. Exactly.
So how does PhishingBox use this API to get into my earbuds?
The auto-content API allows for what it calls multi-speaker dynamics. It's basically what we're doing right now.
Two people talking.
Two AI voices talking. A host and an expert. PhishingBox could take that same threat report on the password manager attack and generate a 10-minute podcast episode about it.
So a private podcast just for that company's employees.
A weekly security briefing. Instead of making your employees read a 10-page compliance PDF, they get a notification. New episode, how to protect your one password. They listen on the drive home.
And because it's a conversation, it's just more engaging. It's not a robot reading a text file.
Exactly. The retention rates for audio, especially conversational audio like this, are so much higher than for text.
Okay, but speaking of voices, there's a feature here that sounds a little scary on the surface. Voice cloning.
Yes.
In security, voice cloning is usually the bad guy, right? It's the deepfake CEO calling to get you to wire money.
That is the threat. But here, PhishingBox can use it as a defense. It all comes down to trust.
Explain what you mean.
Well, the source notes that robotic voices destroy trust. If you get a warning from some generic synthesized voice, you just tune it out. It sounds like a corporate memo.
But if you hear a voice, you recognize.
That's it. The API allows for really high quality cloning. So imagine the CISO, the chief information security officer of a client company. Let's call her Sarah.
Okay.
Sarah records her voice one time. Just a few minutes of audio is all it takes to train the model.
And then?
Then, every week, auto content generates that security update in Sarah's voice.
Hey, team, this is Sarah. We're seeing a spike in QR code scams this week. Here's what to look out for.
That is incredibly powerful. You actually feel like the head of security is personally talking to you? It bridges that gap. It makes the warning feel natural, steady, and believable. It leverages the authority of the leader without that leader having to sit in a recording booth every single Friday.
It's using the attacker's technology to defend the user.
It's fighting fire with fire.
But there's another huge barrier we haven't touched on yet. Language. The source says Phishing Box is trusted by millions of clients around the world.
Right. Global company.
But most training content starts in English. If you're in an office in Tokyo or Berlin, you're basically waiting for the translation.
And in cybersecurity, any delay is a vulnerability. If the 401k scam alert goes out in English, the team in France doesn't care. Or if the translation takes 3 weeks, the threat is already over.
So how does the API handle the Tower of Babel problem?
It supports over 50 languages, and this is what they call the localization lever. It isn't just, you know, Google Translate slapping text over a video.
How deep does it go?
It can take that US-based threat alert, transcribe it, translate the context, and then resynthesize the entire audio and video into Spanish, German, Japanese.
Instantly.
As part of the same workflow. So Phishing Box isn't just sending an English video with subtitles. They're generating native language audio from scratch.
So the Japanese version actually sounds like a Japanese speaker.
Yes. And that creates omnichannel ubiquity, the same message, everywhere, at the same time, in the language that the user actually understands. The satellite offices are no longer second-class citizens.
That is huge for global compliance.
Yeah.
But let's go back to speed one last time because there's a term in the notes that I think is perfect here. Newsjacking.
Oh, right. Newsjacking. Usually that's just brands trying to be clever on Twitter during the Super Bowl.
But in security, newsjacking is, well, it's public safety, isn't it?
It is. It's about real-time intelligence.
The source mentions integrations with real-time social media feeds, specifically X and Reddit.
And Reddit is the canary in the coal mine for this stuff. If there's a new crypto scam or a banking app glitch, it's on Reddit hours before it hits the mainstream news.
So how does Phishing Box use that? They can't have people monitoring every subreddit 24/7.
No, but the Auto Content API can. It connects to the feed. Let's say it sees a phrase spiking, Coinbase crash scam.
Okay.
The API then triggers a deep research agent.
And what does that agent do?
It's not just scraping keywords, it analyzes the threat. It figures out how the scam works. It looks for the technical details.
I knew.
Then it triggers the content loop we've been talking about. It auto-generates a market alert video or a podcast segment explaining how to avoid that exact Coinbase scam.
Without a human ever pressing a button.
That's the idea. It's a reaction loop. The result is that Phishing Box clients get a warning about a live threat while it is actually happening.
That's the difference between getting phished and staying safe right there.
For sure. And from a business perspective for Phishing Box, it positions them as the absolute authority. If they have the warning out before the news even covers it, that's incredibly valuable.
Which brings us to the money, right? The economics of this. Because when I hear real-time, multilingual, multimedia, deep research agents, I just hear expensive.
You'd think so, right? If you tried to build this with a human team, you'd need a 247 newsroom.
Yeah, my wallet hurts just thinking about the payroll.
But look at the ROI breakdown in the source. The business plan for Auto Content is 108 euros a month.
108 euros.
For 10,000 credits. We already said a video is about 4 euros. A podcast episode drops from that $150 plus manual cost to between like 10 cents and 2 euros.
That's practically free.
It effectively makes content creation a non-cost. And that lets Phishing Box do something called programmatic SEO.
Okay, unpack that because programmatic SEO can sound a little spammy.
It can be if the content is thin and useless, but here the content is super high value. Phishing Box can now target thousands of very specific keywords. Phishing trends in banking, phishing trends in retail, phishing trends in European healthcare.
Things you could never hire us writers to cover with unique content.
Exactly. But with the API, they can generate unique, multimedia-rich pages for all of them. And because each page has a video and an audio track, not just text, users stay on the page way longer.
Dwell time.
Then Google loves dwell time. The source says pages with video are 53 times more likely to rank on page one. So Phishing Box just dominates search results, brings in more leads, and does it for a tiny fraction of what their competitors are spending.
It really does sound like the perfect marriage. Phishing Box has the domain expertise. They know what to teach. Auto Content provides the engine. It knows how to build the materials.
It basically turns Phishing Box into a specialized media company that also keeps people safe.
So let's just summarize what we've covered. We've seen how this API can act as a content-led growth engine for a company like Fishing Box.
Yeah, it solves that production bottleneck. It turns a blog post into a video, a PDF into a quiz, a threat report into a podcast.
And it does it globally, in 50 languages, and in real time.
It's the definition of working smarter, not harder.
But let's zoom out. What does this all mean for the bigger picture? The source material mentions something called the agentic web.
Yeah, this is the big shift we're living through right now. We're moving away from a world where humans just create content for other humans. We're entering a phase where AI agents, like that deep research agent, are helping humans learn faster.
So it's no longer about information scarcity. We have too much information.
Exactly. The problem isn't the data. The problem is formatting that data, so Dave in accounting will actually pay attention to it. This API solves the formatting and delivery problem. It adapts the internet to fit the human.
It's fascinating. I want to leave our listeners with one final thought here. We talked about how scary these threats are in 2026.
The arms race.
The arms race. Hackers are absolutely using AI to generate millions of unique, personalized phishing emails. They are scaling their attacks in a way we've never seen before. They don't sleep.
That's the reality. They're using automation to attack us.
So the question you have to ask is, if the bad guys are using AI to generate millions of unique attacks, can the good guys really afford not to use AI to generate millions of unique training assets?
I don't think they can. You can't fight an automated army with manual labor. In an arms race of volume, automation isn't a luxury anymore. It's survival.
That is a heavy thought to end on, but a necessary one. If you want to survive the digital age, you better bring the right engine. Thanks for diving deep with us today. Check your inboxes carefully, folks. We'll catch you on the next one.